We're going to have our reading now, which Teodora's going to read for us. This is about another superhero, not one that we heard about this week. We heard about Moses and how he rescued the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt, but we didn't carry the story on because actually, if we had, we would have known that Moses wasn't the one who actually led the people into the promised land that God had for them. This privilege was left to Joshua. And this morning we're going to hear about how God spoke to Joshua.
This reading is taken from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. Moses was the Lord's servant, and Joshua, son of Nun, was Moses' helper. After Moses died, the Lord spoke to Joshua and said, "My servant Moses is dead. Now you and all these people must go across the Jordan River. You must go into the land I am giving to the Israelites. I promised Moses that I would give you this land, so I will give you all the land wherever you go. All the land from the desert to Lebanon, all the way to the great river, that is the Euphrates River, and all the land of the Hittites will be yours. And all the land from here to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, that is the place where the sun sets, will be within your borders. Just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. No one will be able to stop you all your life. I will not abandon you. I will never leave you. Joshua, you must be strong and brave. You must lead these people so that they can take their land. I promised their fathers that I would give them this land. But you must be strong and brave about obeying the commands my servant Moses gave you. If you follow his teachings exactly, you will be successful in everything you do. Always remember what is written in that book of law. Speak about that book and study it day and night. Then you can be sure to obey what is written there. If you do this, you will be wise and successful in everything you do. Remember, I commanded you to be strong and brave. Don't be afraid, because the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go."
Thank you, Teodora. Brilliant. So we've been looking for a superhero this week. It wasn't Moses or David or Daniel or Esther, and actually it wasn't even Joshua. It was Jesus, and we're going to sing one of our theme songs as well from the week. Jesus, you're my superhero. So please stand. Great. Thank you. So if we could have my PowerPoint up, Nick. Brilliant. What is a hero? If you look in a dictionary, then you might find a definition that's a bit like this. A hero is a person who's admired for their courage, for their outstanding achievements, or their noble qualities. And when we hear about superheroes, they have incredible superhuman qualities that enable them to save the world, to rescue the damsel in distress, and to see off the baddies for another day. And each superhero has different qualities that make them unique and special. I wonder, if you had a superhero power, what would you like it to be? Okay, think about the kind of things that they have. Some of them can fly, super strength, they turn invisible, all those kind of things. Turn to the person next to you just for 30 seconds. If you could have a superhero superpower, what would it be? Okay, lots of talking going on there, lots of ideas, I hope. Anybody like to share with us all what they would like their superhero superpower to be? Any brave volunteers going to share? Sophia? You'd like to be a shapeshifter, so change what you look like to fit into different situations, okay? Kieran? Oh, to bring people back from the dead. Oh, that would be a very big superpower. Callum. Sorry, I couldn't hear. Speed, sorry. I think you're getting there, aren't you? You're on the way to speed. That's fantastic. George. To be Spider-Man. Of course, that'd be wonderful. Pedro. To be really strong, that would be great, wouldn't it? Blessing. to be invisible. Oh, Blessing would like to sneak around the house, Gmo, without being seen. Daniel. Okay, you just like to be Spider-Man but look like Daniel. Okay, that sounds fair enough. Ella? To fly. Wouldn't that be amazing? To have the superpower to fly. I am sure there are some people over 8 who would like to have superpowers as well. Anybody like to share them with us? Pip?
Mine would be to be able to click my fingers and have my hair and makeup happy on today.
I'm sure there are many people here sympathising with that. Click her fingers and everything will be ready for the day. Hair, makeup, clothes, off you go. That would be a superpower. Anyone else over 8 who'd like? Janice. To make people happy. Janice, you do that so much already. But I know what you mean, to do it all the time, never to not do it. That would be fabulous. Anyone else? Yes, Vivian. To be kind to people all the time. That would be a wonderful superpower to have. Thank you, Vivian. Anyone else? Yes. To have the foresight to prevent crime, not to rescue people from it, but to stop it from happening. Thank you so much. Jeremy. Energy would be a wonderful superpower to have, especially at this stage of the week. Brilliant. Anybody else? Adriana.
Teleportation.
So to just appear at church, not have to walk all the way down the hill just to be here. That would be lovely. Or to get home again afterwards. Wonderful. Anybody else? Gonna be brave. Gervin.
About to stop people in their tracks when they're about to say something really bad.
Okay. No comment there. Definitely. To stop things from being said that just should never be said. That would be an amazing superpower. You got another one, Daniel? To have the force. May the force be with you, kind of force. Wow, okay. Brilliant. Last chance. Anybody? No? Okay, I'll tell you mine. I think mine would be to go back in time. That's what I would love to have a power to do, just to go back, maybe just to see what it was like, or maybe to go back and stop myself from doing all the things that I wish I hadn't done, or wish I'd done differently, or whatever. Or just enjoy them all over again, maybe. Okay, thank you for sharing those. That's brilliant. So the heroes of the Bible that we learned about this week, we did our call out at the beginning. They all had personal qualities. They all displayed great courage in the face of danger, and they were all used by God to rescue and save other people from slavery, death, and danger. But we discovered there was one hero greater than all of them, and that was Jesus. So here are our heroes. Oh, David hasn't appeared. David should have a little picture there. I don't know why he hasn't appeared. Okay, Moses. Moses had flaws and faults and things that didn't go right. So Moses obeyed God's instruction to lead the people out of slavery. But as I said earlier, he wasn't the one that took them all the way to the promised land. There were things that he did that were wrong. David, who hasn't appeared, I don't know why. David was brave and fought a giant, but he also committed grave sins in his life. He arranged for one of his soldiers to be killed so that he could steal his wife, which wasn't a superhero power at all. So he wasn't the true superhero. We had Daniel, who was an amazing man, but he admitted in front of all his fellow Israelites that he was a sinful man. He wasn't perfect. And then we had Esther, and Esther was a gracious queen. But again, she wasn't perfect. She did things that weren't right. But we know that God sent his son Jesus to the world, and he lived a perfect life, so better than all the heroes we heard about this week. Jesus knew no sin at all. He gave in to no temptation throughout his whole life. He lived his whole life in obedience to God. And when he died, he took the punishment for all the sin of the world, for the sin of everyone else, so that they could have a relationship with God. So that was one big reason why Jesus was our superhero this week. There's another reason. If we go back to look at our heroes, there's David. Well done, David. All the heroes we learned about, they saved a small group of people, just a limited number. So Moses saved the Israelites that were in slavery, but he didn't do anything about anybody else. The Egyptians were all in disaster and lots of them died. David saved the Israelite army that were facing the Philistines, but just that group of people, there were many, many others that he didn't do anything about. He focused on that small group of people. Daniel was able to save the wise men of Babylon, but it was just those men that he saved. And Esther saved the Jews living in Persia at that time, but again, it was quite a limited group of people. None of them could say that they had saved the world. But when we look at our superhero Jesus, we know that through his death on the cross, Jesus rescued and saved the whole world. He set everyone free from the effects of sin and evil, and he gave all of us a chance to live the life that God has planned for us to live a life in all its fullness. So the first reason is that our heroes we learned about weren't perfect. They had their faults and flaws, and they only managed to save a small group of people. And the third thing about our heroes that we learned about this week, the rescue that they did was only part of a rescue, or was only temporary. And afterwards, things often went wrong again for God's people. So Moses was a great leader, but he didn't take his people all the way to the promised land. David was one of the best kings that Israel had had and was remembered for that. But after that, many other people succeeded him and it didn't last. Daniel was a great prophet, and we can read the prophecies and the things that he wrote now, but many things happened after his lifetime that needed sorting again. And we remember Esther as a special queen, but she died, her life, her reign ended. And after they had gone, they were no longer able to be there for their people. But when we look at our superhero Jesus, we know that after he died on the cross for us, for our sins, he was raised to life again by God's amazing power. And we believe that Jesus lives today. And this means that we can have a permanent relationship with Jesus, or with God through Jesus. We are rescued forever. Jesus is always here for us, and he will always be with us to rescue us from whatever is going on around us, from danger, from death, from darkness. And that's why Jesus is our superhero. He is better than all the other heroes that we could ever come across. And going back to our quiz about superhero logos, I was trying to think, if Jesus had a superhero logo, what do we think it would look like? How would it reflect this great superpower that Jesus has? And as I was thinking, I thought that whatever it looked like, it would definitely have a heart in it somewhere. Because Jesus' most incredible superpower was his love for others. It was his love that took him to people and to places that no other person would go to. It was his love that was shown through the miracles that he did on earth when he healed people, when he fed people, released them from evil, when he kept them safe in the storm or provided all their needs. And ultimately, it was Jesus' love for the world that took him to the cross to willingly offer his life for us, to rescue us from pain and from sin. And this love that Jesus has means that we can do super things for him too. So I wonder if you are listening to the words that Theodora read earlier, the words that God spoke to Joshua in our reading. They've actually been up on our wall for the whole week, on the poster over there and a poster at the back. The words that God spoke to Joshua are these: I will be with you, I will never leave you, I will never desert you. I am the Lord your God, I will be with you wherever you go. And I believe that if God is with us, if God is for us, then we can be heroes for him. We can love others even when it's really, really hard to like them. We can help others who need our help and support. And we can go to places and people and do things that we did not think were possible because we have God with us and God on our side. So it may not be that we're able to be invisible or spin webs or transport ourselves or all those things that we wish we could, But actually, we can be heroes. We can be heroes in our homes, in our schools, in our workplaces, and in our neighbourhoods. Because God's love can be with us wherever we go. So this morning, at the end of our fabulous week, our HBC week, I have two challenges that I'd like you to think about. And hopefully everyone will be able to think of one or other of these challenges. Firstly, I'd like to challenge you and ask you if you have accepted for yourself that Jesus is your superhero. Have you fully realised how much he loves you and how much he has done for you? We're coming up to Easter, and as I said, we want to think this Easter about the amazing way that Jesus rescued all the world through his death on the cross. And if you've never thought about that before, now is a really, really good time to think about it for yourself. Is this true, this story of Jesus, and is it for me? And what do I need to do to accept the love that Jesus has shown for me by dying on the cross? So that's my first challenge that some of you might need to think about. Secondly, some of you might need to think about how you can be a hero for God. How can God use you and give his love to you to be used as a hero? Have you asked Jesus to show you where he wants you to go and what he wants you to do for him? And do you really believe that he will be with you all the time and he will never, ever leave you? Fantastic. Thank you, Vivian. It's lovely to hear that. I'd like other people to think about it as well. I'm going to pass around something. You know I like to do that. But today I'm going to pass around some sweets, which seems quite appropriate at the end of the week we've had. A bit of energy to keep us going. I've actually got some heart sweets here, which I thought, again, would be appropriate thinking about our logo of Jesus. So I'm going to ask a couple of the young leaders, or four of them, if they would come and pass these around for me. Is that right, girls? Thank you. Thank you, Theodora. Okay, two on each side, that'd be brilliant. What I'd like you to do is to take one of these little sweets as it's given to you, but don't eat it yet. I'd like you just to hold it in your hand just for a moment until everybody's got one. Okay, so they're going to whiz the baskets round. Take a sweet, hold it in your hand. Hopefully it won't go too sticky. If you've already put it in your mouth, put your hand up and you'll get another one. Okay, everyone, one sweet each. There's a great experiment with little children which sees how long they're able to resist the temptation of Haribo sweets. So I think Joe might need another one. Yeah? Ryan? Okay, we need some more down the front here. The temptation has not been resisted. Now everyone's going to eat it deliberately so they get another one, aren't they? I should have thought of that. Okay, girls, make sure you've got one as well. Thank you, Dan. Brilliant. So, hold the sweet in your hand, if you will. And remember my two challenges, okay? I'm going to pray two prayers. One prayer, I'm going to focus on our first challenge, thanking God for all he's done for us and how he's rescued us from our sin. And if you really want to make that your prayer this morning, then when I say amen, I'd like you to eat your sweet at the end of that prayer, just as a little sign that you are making that prayer your own about Jesus being your personal superhero. And then my second prayer is going to ask God to help all of us here this morning to be heroes for him, to take his love out of here and to go out to those who really need it. If you want to ask God to be with you this week, to make you into a hero for him, to strengthen you to live your life for him, then I'd like you to eat your sweet at the end of that prayer. Is that okay? So two prayers, you choose when you eat your sweet, and that is your sign of just saying to God, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to say to you this morning. Okay, no one's going to be looking, so it doesn't matter when you eat your sweet, just for you to think about it and make it personal to you. So let's just pray together. Father God, we come to thank you for showing your great love for us, that while we were still full of sin, you died for us and you rescued us from darkness to bring us into a new friendship with you. Thank you, God, for showing me your love this morning and help me to realise that you are really my superhero today. Amen.
Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for showing us more about the qualities and skills of being a hero for you this week. We pray that you will take us out from this place to show your love to others, to help and support and care for those who really need it this week. Help us to know that you are giving us your strength and your love, and that you will be with us wherever we go. Amen. Okay, give you a chance to chew and swallow. We're going to sing again. We're going to sing our final song, and it's a really appropriate one with lovely words. The song is Hey, Jesus Loves Me. Let's take this song with us as we come to the end of our service. So please stand.